Chapter 3 Culture, Art. Unit 5 Body Art in Maori Culture.
The native people of New Zealand call themselves Maori, a word that means natural or normal in the Maori language. The Maori people discovered the land now called New Zealand about 1,200 years ago, when islanders living in eastern Polynesia migrated in search for a new home. According to Maori traditional stories, they fled their homeland, a mythical place called Hawaiki, and sailed the Pacific Ocean in a fleet of great ocean-going canoes. They brought with them many traditions and beliefs that would later develop into a unique Maori culture. One of these traditions that stands out and defines the Maori culture is full-body tattooing. In traditional Maori society, these full-body tattoos, called tamoko, were placed on the faces and bodies of the Maori people. They were a sign that indicated one's social status or one's importance in the tribe. In fact, those Maori people without elaborate tattoos on their bodies were limited to living in the lowest social class. Tattoos were so important in the Maori culture that the tamoko was even used to symbolize a Maori child's transition from childhood into adulthood. The child's first tattoo was made during a traditional ceremony, with many rites and rituals that expressed the meaning of being Maori. These tattoos were thought to be very beautiful, as well as practical body decorations. By the end of the 19th century, however, many people believed that the Maori people would assimilate with the European population living in New Zealand and forget their own culture. At that time, only Maori women wore tamoko, while the Maori men stopped wearing traditional tattoos in order to conform to the fashion styles popular with Pakeha, the European New Zealanders. Thus, the Maori culture was in a state of steady decline and in danger of disappearing into extinction, which continued until the late 20th century. As tattoos became more popular and acceptable in modern times, there arose new interest in traditional Maori tattoo, especially among the young Maori. Today, tamoko is used by the Maori as a sign of cultural identity and as a symbol of the revival of their language and traditions. Many Maori people who receive tamoko do so using the most ancient and traditional method, the uhi, or chisels. The Maori people who create tamoko today are very protective of their traditional art form. This is why tamoko artists are reluctant to perform tamoko on non-Maori.